and welcome to this week's episode of Tea with Lily. And I'm here with the nutrition and well-being coach, Isabella Niewiadomska. Thank you so much for stopping by for a cup of tea and joining me on the magic sofa. How are you?
Oh, my pleasure.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And my pleasure to be here with you, Lily. It's really delightful. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Great, because I really want to talk about your conference, the stuff that you're doing, all your expertise, because who knows, there'll be somebody out there, even me, who might want to come and be coached by you. So in terms of your favorite tea, since we're talking about tea, what is it?
Well, my tea in the morning kind of wakes me up because it's special kind of tea that slightly boosts your metabolism. So instead of coffee, it just hydrates me and starts my day. So that's what I love it.
What is it called?
It's called instant herbal beverage.
Instant herbal beverage. Okay. Before we get going, let's hear a little bit about the brand name Isabella Niewiadomska. Isabella is a performance nutrition and wellness coach. Ooh. And she's been working as an independent herbal life member for over 23 years. That's a long time. Yeah.
I feel very proud of that, actually.
23 years. That's fantastic. No wonder you look so good. Through her total wellness business, she helps people to embrace the healthy lifestyle and understand how what we eat and how we think has a major impact on our energy, overall well-being, and performance in our personal, family, and professional lives. Isabella's passion for nutrition was triggered when stress caused her own health to deteriorate more than 29 years ago, and she now shares her lessons she learned in order to help others. She's the author of the upcoming book, Stop Dieting, Start Eating. I want to be there in line when you launch that book. I need to stop dieting. Her story from untrained to ultra has been published in the Women's Fitness magazine, and she's also been featured in an article, How We Turn Back Time, in Top Sunday magazine. We'll also talk about money she raises for BlessMa, which is the Limbless Veterans Charity, later this year, a 10K run in September, and a month later, climbing Kilimanjaro. Why?
Well, actually, it's a 100K run, not 10K run.
Of course.
So it's a few more kilometers.
100K ultra run in September, listeners. Forgive me. 100.
No, it's okay.
So, and she's also organizing the contribution conference on the 11th of June in London, and that's something that I'd like everyone to contribute to and help make this a resounding success. Isabella, you obviously have been doing this for a long time. Why, what actually, I know your own ill health started this. How did that come about?
Well, I suppose there are times in life that we get what is called often a wake-up call. And I think in my life that wake-up call came quite early. I was still very young, but I was living very busy, active lifestyle. And I was really trying probably prove to myself and to many people around me that I can do anything, I can do everything.
Yeah.
And couldn't say no. Taking on my shoulders so many things, running after deadlines. I used to work as a journalist. I was also doing kind of a PR job at the same time. And I was working long hours. And definitely my lifestyle wasn't healthy, although I thought it was. But I think stress played a huge role in damaging my health and my well-being. And when I ended up in the hospital partly paralyzed and I couldn't even speak. That was really serious.
Wow.
I thought I was dying. So when I had a few cases of being taken to the hospital when I was having serious panic attacks due to stress, I realized that something has got to change. My plan wasn't working. Whatever I was doing, it was not the right thing. It was not serving me. So I had to take a serious look at my life and what I was doing. That really triggered my interest in health and well-being. I was fed up with the medications they were putting me on, with the side effects. I didn't really like that. Although I started to feel better, I turned into herbal remedies. I started nutrition. I read countless of books, different concepts. I turned into meditation. I turned into neuro-linguistic programming and so many other possible solutions that I could find basically to help myself. And obviously, on the way, I realized I've got something I can share with people. In the meantime, I decided to quit my career as a journalist, move over to the UK nearly 26 years ago. And I wasn't really sure what I was going to do, but somehow life helps you sometimes, push you in the right direction. And I came across a health and well-being company, nutrition company. I became a member of Herbalife. And that was almost like a missing puzzle in my journey to develop healthy and active lifestyle, to improve completely my health and well-being for life, and not be constantly on medications or on diets, but really live life, enjoy it, eat food. I love food, by the way.
I know, I've seen I would sit there and have like a bite or something to it, and you will have a full plate. Like, how does she keep so trim? So I understand the fact that your book, Stop Dieting and Start Eating, will be a very, very good book for, you know, somebody like me, of a certain age. We really have to stop dieting and start looking after ourselves better.
Exactly. And the book actually, it just brings everything to a simple platform, to common sense, helping us to understand what actually the body needs, regardless whether you are vegan, vegetarian, eat meat, no fish, eggs, no eggs, regardless of all that. The body needs certain ingredients. It needs to be, all those ingredients, they need to be delivered at certain times. And while we, when we start to understand how the body works, what it needs, we can really play the game together with your body and enjoy life, enjoy food, control weight, control health and well-being, the ideal shape, and kind of feel free of this pressure that it's put on us through media, through people around us, friends and many people, and this kind of concept, oh, I'm just starting another diet, or I'm on dieting, I'm on a diet. And people go from one quick fix to another, and it leaves them only dissatisfied, unhappy, confused, and really lost in all this drama, they really stop enjoying life. And if they stop enjoying life fully, they cannot really give love to people. They cannot feel appreciated. They don't appreciate themselves. And that is obviously an ongoing spiral effect on the relationships, work, and many other areas of our lives, which obviously that's not how it's supposed to be, I believe. So my book kind of brings everything to square one in a very simple way, with a bit of fun, showing people what I have learned throughout the years and what I've learned by working with my clients, what I have learned from incredible scientists that I had privilege to learn from, meet and study with, including a Nobel Prize winner in medicine, Professor Luis Ignaro, and many other famous world specialists from all over the world. And I think people, they need to know some fundamental, I don't know, truths, basics that will just bring a bit of a joy.
Listen, this is music to my ears. You and I need to have a proper chat. not just this interview. We need to have a proper chat because it looks like you're describing my lifestyle. And you're also a professional speaker as well.
Yes.
Okay. We'll delve into that in a minute. Now, tell me what brought about you wanting to help Blesma. How did that come about?
Well, it actually happened a few years ago. I went to a public speakers meeting with a fellow speakers, and I met a guy. I was introducing myself, I put my hand out to raise to shake his hand, and then I realized I was shaking a hook, a metal hook.
Mm.
And I wasn't surprised. I was just kind of still smiling. I just moved my hand towards his other hand just to shake his left hand. And I realized it was a plastic one.
Oh, okay.
And then I thought, oh, interesting. Hello, Michael. I'm Isabella. Lovely to meet you. And obviously later during the day, I've learned about Michael's story, how he lost both arms in a car bomb terrorist attack a few years ago in Belfast. And his story touched my heart.
Yeah.
And I really didn't have an idea what I would like to do for people who maybe have been through situations like that and they lost an arm or leg through either the line of work or service or through the illness or an accident. But I had in my heart some kind of a deep desire that I should do something about it, that it's a meaning why I met Michael and why I was so moved by his story. And obviously, once you start to focus on something, then some solutions will come your way. And I met more amputees. I met an incredible person who will be actually the speaker, the keynote speaker in the conference.
Yeah.
He lost his arm and leg clearing, supervising actually the landmines in Mozambique.
Mm.
And I read his book, we became friends, and then I realized that's really a passion, that I want to do something to help those amputees, to work with them in some way. And I started to meet other people. I worked with the cast of the amazing play, actually, based on real life and letters of soldiers who lost their limbs while serving in Afghanistan. And the play was called The Two Worlds of Charlie Four. I don't know if you've seen that play. It was really a few years ago, very special. And I contacted the producer and I actually delivered some well-being workshops and individual sessions with all the cast. And the cast was pretty much 70% real ex-soldiers, injured veterans, amputees. And it was an amazing experience for me. And then I've learned about some other obviously expeditions, and I became a nutrition sponsor of two expeditions, which one of them brought the world record as the first amputee who crossed the ice cap of Greenland unsupported last year. And he actually will be one of the speakers at the conference as well, sharing his amazing story. And all that kind of started to show me, okay, so this is what I can do. In the meantime, I was inspired by amazing achievement of those guys that I was meeting, running ultra marathons despite of being not having normal legs in a sense. And I thought, if they can do it, why not I? And all my life I believed I can't run. So suddenly at the age of 50, I decided, well, let's go running. And although I couldn't run even for 1 minute before, I started to train myself, and being inspired by those amazing stories of my fellow friends amputees, I did 5K, 10K, 25K last year, 50K ultra run, raising money for Blesma. And I thought, what I could do this year? So I decided to have a challenge of a lifetime, run for the 100K, which I will be doing in September, and a month later I will be climbing Kilimanjaro, and all that will help me to also raise funds for Blesma. Blesma actually is the Limbless Veterans Charity. It's actually the oldest military charity in the United Kingdom. Interestingly enough, many people never heard of Blesma. And it's an amazing charity that actually takes care of those injured veterans and their families, not just during the rehabilitation process, but for life. For the whole life.
Because they've sacrificed a lot for our liberty.
Exactly. And I thought, you know, those people, they really deserve some support, some action, something. You know, we need to give them, it's almost like a duty to give back to them. They've given so much for the country, for all of us, to protect us. And I think it's our turn just to give something back. And so while I was just doing all my personal kind of work with those amputees and friends of mine, working, helping raise money for Blesma, I decided, well, it's seems like not enough. I would like to do something more, something bigger.
Yeah.
And that's how the idea...
100K is not enough?
Well, it is, but it's just sort of like just me, one person. And I wanted to really spread the word about the Blesma and help those amputees in a different way slightly, not just by raising money. And that's how the idea of organizing this first contribution conference kind of was born.
Yes.
I decided that what if I could bring together those legendary heroes that has inspiring story beyond words, basically, together with entrepreneurs, and for a one-day very unique conference that would deliver inspiration, motivation, that will give something back to people, but also it will help with the practical, powerful strategies for business, for marketing, or how to become a writer, how to speak, how to brand yourself, how to overcome any adversities in life, whether personal or relationship or business life, and how to just deliver that content to people in one day.
Yeah.
And at the same time, raise the awareness and raise funds for Blesma. And I'm just really humbled by the amount of people who are helping me out, giving their time, expertise, completely for free.
Yes.
Completely for free. And
absolutely.
And the all proceeds from tickets will be obviously contributed to the charity and many other things that will be happening on the day. And there's already a lineup of speakers, fabulous speakers. Some more are coming through who would like to be part of it. So I'm really excited about the conference.
I can tell in your voice. So when is the conference again?
It's on Saturday, the 11th of June.
That's so the 11th of June.
Yes, so just over a month from now.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be in central London in the Doubletree by Hilton Hotel, literally 4 minutes walk from the Holborn Station, from Holborn Station in London,
okay.
Central London.
Okay, that's not too far at all. So let me play devil's advocate here. There's this successful entrepreneur, it feels that, they have a weight problem. And even though they work out regularly, nothing major, but they want to maybe lose two dress sizes lower. What would you do with that sort of person?
Well, I would say first find out what is it that they do right now?
Yeah.
Because whatever they do, it's the key to everything.
Yeah.
Most people, especially busy people, entrepreneurs, excuse me, they run around like headless chickens sometimes because obviously they try to do so many things. And one of the things they miss out on most of the time, in most cases that I work with, they skip breakfast.
Mm.
And once they skip breakfast, that really starts the... like a compound effect throughout the day, what's going to happen. So it's a certain pattern how the body reacts and etc. Or they start breakfast just on the go, cup of, a skinny latte with a muffin or maybe a toast. Sometimes they might have a solid breakfast, but it's really rare because they are busy, so they need to go quickly. And often if they have breakfast, it's just a few hours after they have woken up. And the body actually should receive a certain amount of nutrients and ingredients within an hour of waking up, just to replace all the stuff that was used up last year, used up through the night to regenerate the body. So in the morning, all the cells, they're actually craving for hydration, for macronutrients, micronutrients, all the goodness that needs to be given to the body so it can take you through another day.
Okay, what would be the ideal breakfast then?
It's a combination always of protein and simple carbohydrates. Okay. And if you add to that a bit of fiber. So for example, it could be, a pot of yogurt with fruit and maybe a couple of tablespoons of oil bran, just a simple version.
Yeah, okay.
That could be one of the things. It could be scrambled eggs on a toast with a bit of tomato and and a bit of something green.
Okay.
I usually love baby spinach, so I put baby spinach to that.
Spinach in the morning.
Salmon added to that. Sorry?
Spinach in the morning. I don't think many people will like that, but they...
It's a fresh... It's like a salad. I just drizzle... I squeeze a bit of fresh lemon on the top of that.
Ah.
I just love that way.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not like a steamed or cooked spinach. No. It's just really like a fresh salad. It all depends how much time you've got. So there are ways that you can use maybe some nutritional healthy meal shakes to support the fill your body with all the goodness and nutrition, but saving you time. And there are certain things that actually you can prepare even the night before. So when I work with people, I look at their lifestyle, I look at what they do, and obviously how to put some practical tips and ideas into improving the lifestyle, health and well-being overall. I also analyze the body composition, because it's not so much about the weight, it's not so much about body mass index, it's really about your body composition inside, about your bone mass, about your visceral fat, about your metabolic age, your hydration level. So based on that, I also can see the full picture, what is happening in your body. Often people think, oh, I'm slim, that means I'm healthy. But it's not the case.
Yeah.
A lot of slim people, actually, they have a very high percentage of body fat, which is called, by scientists, hidden obesity.
Obviously, okay.
Yes, it's called hidden obesity. Yes, it's just amazing. And most people don't realize it, because we live in this sort of like a myth. Oh, if you are slim, then you are healthy. If you are slim, you are fit. And it doesn't really work that way. And a lot of people who might be more chubby on the surface, they will be fitter and healthier inside than someone who is just slim, which is really amazing. So when I come across, when I work with people, I help them to understand how the body works.
Okay.
And why certain data, certain numbers are this way or the other way. And most people, they do the right things. That's the beauty of it.
Okay.
They just don't know how much of that they should do, how frequently, and when.
Okay.
So sometimes by tuning in, adjusting a little bit without changing or turning your life upside down, you can dramatically change your results.
Okay. Well, I'm coming to you for that then. I'm coming to you for some good advice. So the thing is, definitely have breakfast 1 hour before, 1 hour after you've woken up. Protein, something simple, protein.
With complex carbohydrates.
Fiber.
With complex carbohydrates. If you eat only protein, it's not enough, because you need some more fuel to give to your body. So that's why the balanced breakfast is always a combination of a healthy lean protein with a complex carbohydrate.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Great. So, Miss Isabella, you wear several hats as a nutrition and wellness coach. You're obviously an entrepreneur. You're a speaker. You're a fundraiser. You're just, you know, boundless energy of goodness.
I'm a mother too.
Oh, goodness. That must be the first and most important job of all. I certainly know that. Which one of all those things is, you know, obviously the mother comes in, but of the other jobs, other part-time jobs that you do, mother is a full-time job, other part-time jobs that you do, which one of them is your most favorite?
Well, I can't say which one. I can't say which one is my favorite, because they are all following my passion for helping people with the health and well-being.
Yes.
Looking good, feeling good, performing better, being your best every day, having the energy and zest for life when you wake up and really start your day.
Mm.
I mean, we never know how many days we've got left. So why not enjoy every single day that we have and use it with the power, with the energy, with the spirit, with something that motivates you, something that makes you feel, I really contribute. I do something. I don't just survive, but my life has a meaning. So that's how I try to live my life every day. And so all the things that I'm doing, they're always in line.
Mm.
You know that everything leads to, when I even speak, it's all related to health and well-being.
Fantastic. That's brilliant. So I went on, I looked at a couple of recommendations and I'm going to read one. Which says, Isabella is an inspiration. She gives helpful, practical and realistic nutritional advice that really works. Her energy is unlimited and her enthusiasm is contagious. That's from Alison Parkinson. He was, I think, your client. That's something you feel. I thought that was quite sweet.
Well, I'm really grateful for what she wrote about me.
But it's true, said, though. It's true.
Well, that's me. Yeah. That's me.
That's fantastic. So how have you've mentioned breakfast being one of the key tips. What do you have two other tips that you can give people who want to live, be fitter, be healthier, give back to community and all those things? A couple of tips.
Well, the other thing is really hydration.
Hydration.
We think that we drink tea and coffee throughout the day, and when we drink ordinary coffee and ordinary tea and coffee, actually they don't hydrate the body that much. They actually have the dehydrating effect.
Okay.
So our body actually needs water, a lot of fluids. Water has a huge impact on the body. And if you don't have enough water, it can cause migraines, constipation, lead to even high blood pressure, can lead to dry skin, dry mouth, and many other issues. But if you have more water in the body, then it supports even distribution of nutrients to all the cells. So that's about water, I can talk probably for 24 hours. So the thing that I teach people, when you wake up, try to have straight away a couple of glasses of water. And it doesn't matter whether it's hot or cold.
Oh, really?
You can squeeze some fresh lime or lemon into that, or just even add some cucumber, just increase some alkaline in your body. But really start your day with a couple of glasses at least of water. Your body needs that. Your brain needs that to really start to function well.
Okay.
And then before you eat anything, even a simple snack, a biscuit, a piece of fruit, have a glass of water first.
Okay. All right.
And then before you go to bed, have a bit of water as well.
Okay.
That's another tip.
Water before anything, and water before you go to bed. That's great.
Yes.
Isabella, thank you for that. What do you do for fun? You've got to have a way of relaxing. Please don't tell me it's yoga.
I love people. I love reading. I love food. I love my tiramisu, believe it or not, and ice cream. If I could, I could eat ice cream 3 times per day.
Okay.
I love to meet new people. I go to many events and really socialize, network. And I run right now. That's my fun as well.
Yeah.
And it's just really, to me, what I do is actually fun, if that makes any sense. It's like my, if I could say that this is my hobby, what I do for life, that probably that's how it represents my life. It's me. It's not that I say, oh, this is now I'm working and then it's my fun time. No, I've got fun while I'm working because it gives me such a joy and satisfaction that that this is fun for me. So I don't kind of distinguish, oh, I need now to do something separately for fun. I just do extra things that they top up my enjoyment and to my days. So I'm not sure if that answers your question, but...
Yes,
I hope it doesn't sound too boring, but
no,
that's pretty much how I try to live my life.
Meeting people, eating ice cream if you can, and that's fun, and running.
And I tell you what I like as well. When I've got a time just to sit down and watch a little bit television, which I don't really watch much of the television, but I love those talent shows. Whether it's an X Factor or Britain's Got Talent. I really love those shows.
You know what?
And watch those people coming up with sometimes completely outrageous performances. Some of them, they've got a huge, amazing, raw talent. And I just feel so happy for these people that they can actually have the opportunity to share it and be kind of recognized and found and exposed and follow their dreams. So I really love that.
Fantastic. We're going to wrap up now. How can our listeners connect with you in terms of, first of all, the conference, so we can learn more about the conference, attend, and also your other fundraising that you do, to leave us with, how we can connect with you to help you realize that?
Okay. The best way for the conference is when people go to Eventbrite website. Mm-hmm. And if they search for the Contribution Conference 2016, it will come up straight away.
Okay.
With some of the information and the link for the tickets and information. And obviously there are details about me as an organizer. So there are contact details from me over there straight away.
Okay.
If some people are on Twitter, they can find us on the @ContributionCC.
Okay.
So that's it. Contribution CC, that's for Twitter. On Facebook, there is a page, CC16.
CC16, Contribution Conference.
Yes, so Contribution Conference, the initials in capital, CC16. That's the page for the conference, showing already speakers and more information, and again, links to Eventbrite page, and all the more information will be coming through right now.
So will that be the hashtag for it, #CC16?
CC16, that's the hashtag.
Great. Oh, well, Isabella, you're one of a kind, you know, running.
Oh, thank you.
Running 100K, raising money for charity, setting up a conference, and, you know, bringing all those people that will, you know, inspire the ordinary person that if they can do it, who are we not to even try?
And, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that I've learned a lot today. So I'll try and have my water in the morning and make sure I have breakfast, you know, my carbs and my protein and my fiber, just a little bit of my body going. So those are the two key things I'm taking away from me and away from this interview. But I wish you, Isabel, I wish you so much success with the conference, and I'll certainly be there. If I'm in the country, I'll definitely turn up. And
thank you so much.
I will turn up and I will bring a few people with me, if not personally, but connecting, helping you on social media. Because, you know, for me, those people who we're raising money for have given up a lot in order for us to be where we are. And we shouldn't forget the veterans who've helped to do that. And so,
absolutely.
Please tune in again, listeners, for the next episode of Tea with Lily, where hopefully I'll have another inspirational guest. I'm your host, Lily Mensah-Yeboah, and until next time, keep smiling and always, always walk good.
Thank you so much for having me and allowing me to share all these details, especially about the conference.
Yeah.
And for your support and generous contribution. So thank you so much for having me here.
Well, Isabella Nevia Domska, I thank you. Take care now.